Steve Dion here with thefinalscore.tv, joined today by TJ Cotterill from the News Tribune down in Pierce County. And we're going to be talking Narrows and SPSL hoops. Start out with the 4A boys. Kind of looking at the standing so far, it seems like Timberline and Bellarmine are kind of maybe two of the favorites that are coming out of that division. But we also have an Olympia team led by John Kiley. They were 4-16 last year, and now in his first year, they're starting out 2-0. They play Gig Harbor tonight. How do you see that division shaking out this year, TJ?
You know, the Olympian rider and I, we work pretty closely together. We've been talking a lot about the 4A Narrows, and it seems like such a deep league. I mean, look, there's no real bottom feeder in that league. I mean, we were trying to figure out who would be last in that league, and it's kind of tough because you have a pretty good team. Either top to bottom. I mean, the top two teams are going to be Timberline and Bellarmine from what we think. I mean, Timberline is so deep, and they got a great starting five. The shooting guard, Eric Stevenson, he's a 6'4" shooter. He's really come along. He's had some really big games so far in the early season. And they have a couple of big guys in Jaren and Jalen Bush down low. So they have a pretty deep team. The best player in this league, I think nobody's going to question, is Malachi Flynn from Bellarm Prep.
Right.
He's going to the University of the Pacific over in Stockton, California. He's a point guard. His coach has multiple times to me compared him to Steph Curry. He's such a great shooter, great playmaker. The flow of his game, he can pull up at any point. Very smooth jump shot. It's whether he can get the guys around him to play at the level that he's been at, or at least be able to make some plays of their own. Last year, that was kind of their problem, was that he could score a lot of points, but a lot of the other guys weren't as getting involved. And this year, the challenge to Malachi Flynn has been to not only create his own shot, but to be able to also get his teammates involved, because he could arguably create his own shot anytime down the floor. Now, if he's scoring 46, is that necessarily the best game plan for them, if he's just taking long shots? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So it's going to be interesting to see how Bellarmine does and how they use Malachi this year. The first game of the season, they played Lincoln, one of the, we consider one of the top 10 ranked teams in 3A.
Right.
And they lost in double overtime without two of their key role players. But Malachi scored 43 points in the season opener. He then followed 36 the following game against Curtis, which we right now have as the number 4 ranked team in 4A, and they lost by 3 points, again without two of their better role players. They've since got those guys back, Joey Bedoya and Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad Lewis, you might remember, he was a running back for the football team, rushed over 1,700 yards.
Wow.
So they've got some interesting role players. It's whether they can get them all to gel together. But Malachi, we know, is going to be running the show there.
We jump down to the 3A. We talk about Wilson, who's always one of the top teams down there in Tacoma. Tell me a little bit about David Jenkins Jr. and Coach Alward's team this year.
David Jenkins Jr., that kid, he's going to be special this year. He reclassified to the junior class this year, and he plans on attending a prep school. But he's been a 4-year starter in that program. Last year,
wow,
averaged 22 points a game, 4.5 rebounds a game, 4 assists per game. I mean, everything I've heard over the summer, he's actually got a lot better. Last year, he was a 3A Narrows co-MVP with Josiah Barsh, who's now in North Dakota playing college basketball. But yeah, everything I've heard, he's even better this year. He went from, I remember watching him as a sophomore and freshman, and he was a great clutch player. I mean, he wasn't like your go-to everything guard, but he could score at the rim for you. His jump shot needed to improve, his ball handling improved, but now he's such a complete player. They're actually moving him to point guard this year, more on necessity than anything. So he's going to be definitely a guy to keep an eye on. He's had a 34-point game already this year, and they're unbeaten in their start right now at 2-0 overall. They play Peninsula on Saturday
against
Corey McLaughlin in 3A SPSL, who's an Oregon State commit. That'll be a really interesting game at the Showair Center. But, you know, Lincoln might actually be the deeper team. You look at their whole lineup, they've got the two-time defensive player of the year in Deontay Simon. Their point guard, Trevion Brown, can make plays. He can score. They've got a bunch of interesting pieces on that team. They might be the deeper team. We'll see. Right now, both are unbeaten. So once we get into the league play, it's going to be pretty fun to watch. It's really, if you talk to any coach at 3A Narrows, it's going to come down to Wilson and Lincoln. Fox was right there last year, actually finished ahead of Wilson last year, but they lost some really key players. Right now, they've got maybe arguably the most athletic guy in the league, Roberto Giddens. The other night, he had 36 points, and You know, a huge rebounding guy, can block shots, can dunk, can shoot threes. So he might be the most athletic guy, but they're not, like I said, not quite as deep as they were last year. It's going to be a Tacoma-driven 3A Narrows for sure.
Should be exciting. We jump over to the girls, and the Lions of Bellarmine also appear to be pretty strong. They returned three of their four double-digit scores from a season ago, including their leading scorer, Shalice Smith. Tell me about how you see the Narrows 4A shaking out in the girls' classification.
Isn't that crazy? I think Shalice Smith was their leading scorer, and yet she was a freshman last year.
Right.
And you know, now they lost Claire Martin, who's actually now Wazoo as a volleyball player, but she was one of our all-area basketball players as well, with 6'4". So they lose that huge inside presence that can just block shots and rebound and have a nice touch around the rim. But Shalice, I mean, last year she looked like a college freshman and she was a high school freshman. She is super good down low, can take you off the dribble, but they also got a good senior leader in Jayana Irvin, who's one of their leading scorers last year as well. She's back. They've got a lot of good pieces back. I don't know if they're quite the powerhouse they were last year. I mean, they were unbeaten running through the regular season until they got to state. But it's going to be interesting to see how they gel together with some new roles and new pieces, and maybe not quite the height they had, but they're obviously off to a good start for them. I would expect them to be able to roll through the 4A Narrows.
Michelle Burge has another very strong squad in her Wilson Rams team, returning Kiki Knox and Josie Matz. Tell me a little bit about how you think they're going to perform this year.
Everything I've heard, Josie Matz has actually got a lot better from last year as well. She's a pretty lanky point guard for them. Either her or Kiki Knox can go off really any night. Kiki Knox actually was just off of being named the 3A Narrows most valuable player last year. And we actually went with Violet Morrow for them as our all-area player of the year because of what she did in down the state stretch, too. She's not Eastern Washington University, apparently getting some good playing time there. But, yeah, I mean, those two really made their team run. They've got a couple other post players, too. Really, Josie Matz and Kiki can play just about any position. I mean, Josie's going to be the one who runs the show at point guard, but Kiki can play either down low, up top. And she had a couple 30-point games already this season. It's really going to come down between, I mean, same thing with girls, Wilson and Lincoln. Lincoln's got Tamia Braggs, a 6'1" post who's committed to Santa Clara. She was the 3A Narrows MVP last year, and she was also 3A Narrows MVP the year before that. So she's obviously a big part of what they do. And I know that their whole key has been, it's kind of the same thing as like the Bellarmine Boys with Malachi Flynn. It's really how those other pieces work around Tamia, and is it watching Tamia or is it being able to get their own shots and be confident to make their own plays and not just let it be the Tamia Bragg show, which we've seen so far. Lincoln's obviously off to a pretty good start here, so they're obviously excited what they can do.
We move on to the South Puget Sound League, where in 4A, the Federal Way Eagles had a pretty easy road to winning the state championship, all things considered, on how they were facing Davis in the state championship game, which they won by double digits. They return another strong squad. Tell me about what Coach Collins has this year in store.
Well, that was just such a dominant team they had last year. I mean, it was really, we call them the Showtime Eagles. They were just up and down and alley-oop dunks and fast break. I mean, they were a really strong team, led by Viante Daniels, who, when role players weren't getting it done, he obviously could be their go-to player.
Yeah,
I'm interested to see whether they have that go-to player this year, or if that's even better, if they can just kind of revolve around their other pieces, like Jalen McDaniels, the guy who's committed to San Diego State. I mean, he's 6'10", really long and lanky, can leap and athletic, and apparently is even playing some guard this year. We're scared to think about a 6'10" guard. But yeah, I mean, he was one of their key guys last year, and now obviously he's got a much bigger role this year around without Beyonce. They also got, I mean, there's a Wazoo commit who came off the bench last year, Jaimon Jones for football.
Right, quarterback.
Commit. Yeah, I think it's more as a defensive back, but he did play quarterback for Federway too. And I thought he was actually better at basketball than he was at football, but obviously Wazoo thinks differently, and you know, who am I to judge them? But yeah, I mean, he could shoot threes, he could dunk, he can carry the ball. I mean, he's obviously a special athlete because also in track and field, he was one of the state placers in the high jump too. So he's a super athlete, really does football, basketball, and track and field. And then they've got arguably the best baseball prospect in the state in Christian Jones,
right,
at the UW.
Yeah.
And he's a really strong, tough, I mean, not super athletic, but plays tough down low, finishes shots down low, and he's not the tallest guy down there, but he seems to make all the plays down there, offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds. He's been keeping as well. And, they've got a couple other big guys and Farron Flavors, their shooting guards, a great three-point shooter, so they can either attack at the hoop with Jaylon Jones, they can spread it out with Farron Flavors, they can beat you up down low with Christian Jones, and they've got a 6'10 San Diego State commit in Jalen McDaniels. So obviously, that's why a lot of people consider them the top-ranked team again in the state. Obviously, we'll see how those pieces continue. I'm interested to see what kind of identity they have this year compared to that run-and-gun showtime Federal Way team they had last year.
Yeah, they're going to be tough. We move on to the girls' side, and they were represented pretty well in the state tournament last year, the SPSL, that is. It appears that Beamer is maybe one of the stronger teams to contend with again this year with Bria Rice. Also, Kent Lake and Curtis are in the mix. What do you see in the 4A SPSL for the girls?
Well, Beamer, obviously, with what they return, we kind of assume that at some point they're going to win a state title. It'll only take a matter of Gonzaga Prep losing all those stars they had last year with Laura Stockton, O'Neill, right, Gilbon, and all them. But, we kind of assume that, they're obviously the clear favorite coming into this year with, like you said, Bria Rice is committed to the University of Colorado. They got a player down low, Nia Alexander, who's Coach Corey Alexander's daughter. She's committed to the University of San Francisco. McKenna Wolfolk is committed to Hawaii. And they've got some talent. But one of the interesting things is they lost Quinessa Kayla Doe, who's arguably be their best scorer. She transferred to Bellevue, and she's committed to Colorado. So,
Wow. And
they played Bellevue, and it was obviously a rough game for them because Bellevue's so talented, and obviously the 3A level, so they don't have to worry about them at state. But it's gonna be. They certainly got the talent to get there. It's whether they can finally kind of overcome that adversity that they faced first, just trying to get to the state tournament, and last year falling just short in the state tournament, but I think they certainly like the athletes and the pieces they have.
Any top teams in the SPSL 3A and the boys or girls that you'd like to mention? I know you mentioned Peninsula's Ja'Cory McLaughlin. Any other people we should know about?
Well, Peninsula obviously needs to be a team to watch. They went from 4 years ago winning four games to now they could seriously compete in state. Their starting lineup, Ja'Cory is the shortest guy in their starting lineup, but he's 6'4". He's a point guard. The other guys who go 6'5", 6'6", 6'6", 6'10". So they've got a lot of bounce. I was at their practice last week, and they have eight different guys who can dunk. They've got a lot of length and athleticism. I think they had to spread their arms. I think they cover the entire length of the court. their wingspan's pretty incredible. But last year they finished second behind Auburn Mountain View, which actually returned their top three scorers. Ryan Lacey, their shooting guard. He was a first-team 3 SPSL player. He's back, and he's playing really well. Tristan Miguel is a center, 6'10". He was a first-team All-League player as well. Look at the 3 SPSL. That's the height league. There are a lot of really tall guys in this league. Ian Claude, Josh Erickson, and Auburn Riverside with Bethan, Sumner with Seth Carnahan. It's a really, really tall league. A lot of guys 6'7", 6'8", and 6'10". I don't think it's a shoe-in runaway that Peninsula and Auburn Mountain View are the two best teams, but they were last year, and until somebody proves otherwise, those are the top two teams, and we have them both ranked actually in the top 10 in the state.
TJ Cotterill from the News Tribune breaking down Narrows and SPSL. You can hear him on Friday nights when Varsity Hoops Live gets going in January. Hey, thanks for joining us today, TJ.